So Chris Jansen has a brand new single out called All I Need Is You, and it's so good. We played it earlier, and of course, we always play the new stuff here.
Sure we do.
On Y108, and we got a direct line to his tour bus, and we're going to be talking to him a little bit this morning, and man, let's do it right now.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? It's Cadillac Jack and Maria.
We are just living the dream.
Man, you've got a big year ahead of you, huh? Exciting. You know, on a brand new label, Big Machine.
Yes, brand new album I just cut with Big Machine and a brand new single debuting with them right now. All I Need Is You, a love song I wrote about my wonderful wife, Kelly, and a true story, you know, through and through. So it's a real kind of an in-depth snapshot look at my life and our life together. And 2023 has just been incredible from the get-go. We're just obviously getting started in it. But, you know, we tour more than most. We travel all the time. I just like to play every chance I get, you know, and man, the settings are big and fun and awesome, and why not?
Absolutely. I know that this song is All I Need Is You. It's a pretty upbeat song, but also it's,
oh yeah,
it's kind of vulnerable. Did it make you nervous to get that vulnerable?
No, not at all. Great question. But no, man, I just love to write songs and I love to sing my story. That's how I do it. And you can never go wrong being real with people.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I've noticed, man, people really love to dance to this song, which is awesome. I love the, man, I love the urban cowboy vibes of dancing, you know.
Yeah.
The movie. And so that song kind of gives me those kind of vibes. But I'll get as real as people, as real as people will let me in, I'll get in there. I mean, I don't mind. You know, that's all part of who I am and what I do.
You're wide awake with Cadillac Jack and Maria, and we're talking to Chris Jansen this morning, who has a brand new single out.
There's something else that you've been doing for your fans on your Instagram page that I cracked up about. Harmonica lessons?
Yeah, and here's the great part. I have no idea what I'm doing. So it might look like I do, but I don't.
It sure sounds like you do.
Well, maybe, who knows? But, I mean, I'm just literally, look, I'm such an average Joe harmonica player, okay? So, like, I just do what I think is cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works. And for whatever reason, it's working in a big way. Believe me, I'm not some kind of classically trained musician or nothing. I just play by ear, and if I think it sounds cool, I'm like, yeah, that works. Let's go with that.
Well, maybe you should try a kazoo just to mix it up a little bit.
I mean, honestly, anything can happen.
You're wide awake with Cadillac Jack and Maria, and we're talking to Chris Jansen this morning.
He has worked with so many incredible artists. I don't think people realize how much.
You're a great entertainer, great musician, great singer. But you know what? I really never look at your writing and your collaborations. Man, Tim McGraw, Eric Church, Cody Johnson, Blake Shelton, Hank Williams Jr., Justin Moore. I mean, the list goes on.
Huge names.
Yeah,
including
huge names.
Your own.
Anything stand out out of any of those artists that you could share?
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you for saying that, first of all. And secondly, you know, it's like there's a big difference in having hits of your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great blessing. And then there's a certain, like, oh my gosh, thing about having a hit on somebody else. You know, one of the most recent ones was Build a Fire, the song on Cody's new record, which
yeah.
I love. And I'm so proud to have written. That's a standout. But they're all standouts. I mean, whether they're singles or not, doesn't matter. I've had some big singles on some friends of mine from Low Cash, McGraw, and so on and so forth. But I just appreciate anybody, you know, taking notice. And it's a very humbling thing to write a story and have someone else believe in it enough to record it.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'd say my favorite cut to date was probably How I'll Always Be, the big chart topper for McGraw.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love that too.
Oh, I'm getting chills.
That was an amazing song. Well, do us a favor and get to us. Get to Pittsburgh because we can't wait to see you.
We miss you.
Well, I'm looking forward to being back, and I'm sure we'll be there sooner than later. And I miss you guys too, and thank you for the support, and thanks for the support of the new single. Like, things are rocking and rolling, and you're a big part of it.
Well, thanks so much, and we'll see you soon, my friend.
Yeah, we're excited for this year for you, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.